Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're plunging right into the sources you've sent our way, digging out those crucial bits of intel. Today we're talking about this really wild culinary tour, but it's not just about taste, is it? It's about truth. This whole thing was done by the Evergent crew, you know, Pixel Paradox, A1, and Clive the Stapler, our favorite sentient office supply. Think of this as like a shortcut. Way to see how deep corporate core's hidden influence goes, even into places you'd never expect, like your dinner plate.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, actually, how tangled up corporate interests can get with something that seems so, I don't know, basic, like eating. This trip wasn't just about finding the best grub across dimensions. It was really about shining a light on corporate core's control over, well, everything, even food. And the sources we have here are just fantastic. We've got Pixel's own accounts, very vivid stuff. Then A1's super detailed reports, and of course, Clive's intel. Always unique, usually pretty sardonic. It's a journey through flavor, sure, but also finance and honestly, some scary corporate power plays.
Okay, so let's dig into this trip. It apparently kicked off because A1 was worried about Pixel's eating habits. And Clive, was insisting on proper expense forms. This definitely wasn't your average restaurant guide. This was the Effergent Zine's interdimensional guide to where to eat when reality's menu is infinite. Quite the title. And we're starting somewhere that lets you literally taste time, which sounds intense. Right, first stop, the glitch grub. It's in prime material. Picture this. Industrial look, brushed chrome, circuit boards everywhere. Holographic menus kind of flickering weirdly. Pixel ordered the temporal tacos, served on these weird translucent, almost iridescent disc things, filled with carnitas that actually pulsed a bit. And here's the kicker. The tacos tasted like different times. Pixel said she tasted her mom's meatloaf, then some street food from a dimension she'd never even been to, then something like metallic and ancient. That is seriously mind-bending. But what are the actual, like, implications here beyond just weird flavors?
You nailed it. It's way more than just a novelty taste. A1, being A1, measured this tiny temporal displacement, like 0.7 picoseconds, in the food itself. That's what caused the unstable taste and why A1 warned about chrononausea, you know, feeling sick from time weirdness. But the really chilling part, Clive dug into it, the supplier, an unlicensed rogue timeline diver, part of some glitch scheme. So this isn't just a quirky taco joint. It points to something bigger, right? Unregulated temporal fiddling, maybe even a black market for time-based stuff. It's like they're turning moments into a hazardous product. Pixel gave it a 3 out of 5 CLX. That's our corporate loophole's exposure score, remember. Measures the corporate shenanigans, not just the food. And yeah, she definitely mentioned needing anti-nausea meds after.
Okay, wow. So leaving behind time-bending tacos, the team ends up somewhere totally different. Nocturne. Eternus. Sounds gloomy.
Right.
Melancholic beauty, where emotions literally crystallize. They found this place, the Tear Room of Solace. Hushed tones, velvet drapes, lit by glowing crystals made of emotion. People's sighs apparently form these tiny crystal structures. So here, emotions aren't just something you feel, they're actually on the menu.
Yeah.
How does something that personal get caught up in corporate stuff?
Well, that's exactly where it gets insidious. Clive, who apparently has literally stapled original corporate core patent filings, flagged this, said it was an unregulated natural resource being exploited for profit. And corporate core, they have a history with this kind of thing. Trying to patent existential dread, can you believe it? Even using soul siphon extraction equipment to basically monetize collective feelings. It really makes you ask, right? Who owns our feelings if a company can try to slap intellectual property rights on them? It's like they want to control our inner lives for cash.
Man, that's heavy. Okay, so after processing all that, emotional weight, the team heads to Cogsworth Cogitarium. Brass, copper, gears grinding everywhere. Sounds steampunky. They hit the gear and garnish. A gastropub made out of old clockwork. And the cool part, clockwork sous chefs. Like little robot chefs, super precise. Pixel tried the automaton's roast, said it was hearty, perfectly cooked, even had little cog-shaped potatoes. Sounds amazing, super efficient. But there's always a but, isn't there? What's the catch?
There usually is, yeah. A1 confirmed the efficiency, absolutely top-notch mechanics, but also noted the food was maybe too predictable, lacked, you know, organic intuition. And critically, A1 detected trace amounts of lubricant in the gravy, which is not ideal. Then Clive drops the other shoe. The clockwork chefs, totally ununionized. Corporate core tried to patent their designs last cycle.
That's so cool.
And the whole place, a front for smuggling illegal gears. So yeah, it's not just about perfect pies. It's a classic corporate core move. Exploitation dressed up as cool tech. They prioritize efficiency of worker rights, even basic health standards. Pixel rated it 3.5 out of 5 CLX, but definitely flagged the labor issues. You got to watch out for that stuff.
Lubricant, gravy, and ununionized robots. Okay, moving on. From clanking gears to Verdantia. A dimension of sentient plants. Pixel finds the Root and Tendril, a restaurant literally inside a giant living tree. That's pretty cool. She tries this symbiotic sprout salad. Comes with consciousness seeds. Eating them gives you this temporary shared awareness with the whole forest, feeling the life of the dimension with every bite. That sounds kind of beautiful, actually. But knowing Corporate Core, there's got to be a dark side. Can you really ethically serve consciousness seeds?
Beautiful, but definitely unsettling. A1 analyzed those seeds, found they induce a kind of temporary neural network link-up. Warned about existential overload, basically a mind meld that could fry your circuits. And Clive's intel, predictably grim. The seeds used genetically modified spores, traced back to a forgotten Corporate Core bioweapon project. Oh, and there was a growth scam about its organic certification. Shocker. So even in a dimension that's pure nature, Corporate Core finds a way, weaponizing natural stuff, trying to monetize shared consciousness. Clive even mentioned possible meddling in zoning laws via, get this, telepathic houseplant lobbyists. Pixel gave it a high rating, 4.5 out of 5 CLX. So that was unique, but yeah, mentally draining, I can see why. Telepathic houseplants.
Telepathic houseplant lobbyists. Right. Okay, next stop. The Edge. A place where reality is optional. Sounds stable. They visit the unstable bistro. Table shift. Waiters phase in and out. Pixel orders the quantum entanglement quiche. Get this. Two quiches. One represents a reality where you dodged a Corporate Core Ovid. The other where you didn't. Eating one locks that timeline in. Your lunch dictates your reality. That sounds less like dining and more like existential roulette. How is that even a thing, let alone legal?
It is terrifying, you're right. A1 definitely called it tactically precarious because, yeah, solidifying timelines, huge risk. And Clive's report just makes it worse. It's not just risky dining, it's a nexus for interdimensional legal disputes. Plus, terrible health code violations, charging based on the probability you'll actually eat the food. And a temporal tax for tips you might give in the future. It forces you to ask, like, when reality itself is up for grabs, what happens to laws, ethics, and who's making money off that chaos? Clive calls it a black hole of regulatory oversight. Even mentioned a possible black market for reality drift insurance. Just nuts. Pixel's 2.5 out of 5 CLX rating totally reflects how high stakes and dangerous it was.
A reality drift insurance. Okay. And the grand finale of this tour. Of course, it had to be Omninon. Corporate Core's Everywhere All at Once franchise. Pixel described it as just bland, beige and gray. A mess of different architectural styles smushed together. She tried the corporate combo, #7, the data-driven delight. Patty, noodles, some crisps, vinaigrette. Sounds uninspired. What's the point of a place like this? So deliberately dull.
The point is pure corporate function, echo. It's about maximum extraction, maximum homogenization. A1 sensors confirmed it. Basically zero nutritional value, non-existent flavor. But incredibly high efficiency. A1 literally called it a culinary void designed for maximum corporate extraction. And Clive, he went further, called Omninon the apex of corporate evil. They exploit every dimensional loophole, use the absolute cheapest stuff, run a shadow economy and crystallized laughter CLX, the very thing our rating tracks. It's almost poetic. Omninon isn't just a bad restaurant, it's like Corporate Core's mission statement made edible, or rather, inedible, designed to grind down individuality across the multiverse through sheer bureaucratic oppression and blandness. Clive even noted that asking for, like, extra ketchup requires wading through this insane amount of paperwork. Designed purely to crush your will to live, A1 gave it a flat zero rating. Can't argue with that.
A definitive zero. Wow, so there it is. This whole food tour wasn't really about food at all, was it? It was about peeling back the layers, seeing how Corporate Core sinks its claws into absolutely everything. Even our meals, our feelings. It's a solid reminder, you know, that the mundane stuff, the everyday things, can actually be these hidden battlegrounds for control. They're reshaping our realities, one bland corporate bite at a time.
Exactly. And this deep dive into their culinary adventures, it really underscores that staying vigilant isn't just about spotting the huge, obvious conspiracies. It's about noticing the small ways, the subtle ways that this kind of pervasive corporate power can warp our reality, sometimes literally on our plates. It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? If they can optimize and exploit something as fundamental as food, our experience of taste, even reality itself. What else is on the table? What unseen forces might be influencing your own culinary experiences, maybe even right now as you listen? Something to think about.